Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church desiring to fulfill God's will. We invite you to join us in an atmosphere of praise and worship and the powerful teachings of Christ delivered in a most creative way that reaches every age. Located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the wonderful campus of Gillespie Park Elementary School. This year, we're focusing on building a foundation solidified by grace, with walls made by faith, and our homes being filled with salvation by being united in living devotion. We promise you, visiting us online or in the sanctuary will be an experience that will be life-changing and one you'll never forget. We hope to see you soon. Services begin at 11 a.m. Have a blessed day.
Because I don't know about you, but who's been through hell and hot water since this year came in? Who had to shed some tears? Who marriages was at the brink of just destroying? Oh, y'all not saying nothing. How many times were you depressed? How many times were you oppressed? But we still came to church. We still put on that happy hat. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. I am so honored to be here. I'm not going to be before you long, but I'm going to tell you now that I'm just going to talk to people. Okay? I'm not going to minister to LFB, Extraordinary Life, Global Impact. I want to talk to people. Amen. Is that all right? Because I believe that God is a personal God and He'll come right where we are. And He'll build us up and He'll strengthen us. So tonight I just want to honor this awesome, awesome man of God. Amen. Yeah. Pastor Kevin Webb. Amen. The pastor of LFB. And we just honor the Lord today. The Bible said give honor where honor is due, double honor. So we double honor him. Amen. Him and his family. We just thank God for all the ministers in their respective places. I thank God for my best friend, amen, good friend, Pastor Sharon Andrews from Global Impact and Deliverance. Amen. So we thank God for her. I thank God, amen, for Extraordinary Life, our awesome, awesome praise and worship ministers, prophets, amen. I just thank God for them, amen. I just honor the Lord. I'm excited tonight. I'm going to tell you why I'm excited. Y'all know I've always been excited. So I thank God that y'all already know me, that I'm a screamer, I'm a holler. Hey, that's just who I am. Amen. But that's just me. And Pastor Webb, he's one that he'll nod his head and still feel the presence of God. Is that all right? Amen. So we all are in our own individuals and in our own way. But tonight, I just praise God for this opportunity because I believe that it is a defining place in the body of Christ. And so with that being said, is that the Lord spoke to me 2 years ago about this message called You Make the Church. And so as the Lord began to deal with me from You Make the Church, it came, and some of you know my story, even when I came to LFB, how messed up and tore up I was. Amen. And so, you know, but through love and kindness and all that stuff, God began to raise me up, began to take things off of my life. And out of that, a lot of things were shed off of me. And then the Lord said to me, he says, Misty, you make the church. And I did not understand that message until God began to deal with my heart about who I am as an individual. Because a lot of times we get caught up in who we are in church till we fail to realize who am I as an individual. Who am I when I walk into a ministry? Who am I and what am I reproducing? And so then the Lord said to me, he says, that comes from your own relationship with God. How many of you can say my relationship with God can be better?
Amen.
I love it. How many of you say I can pray a little bit more? I can definitely read a little bit more. I ain't even going to ask who struggle with your word. Just everybody raise your hand. Not even going to ask you. Right? And we have more people, be more hands going up. Young people, more hands going up. And so then the Lord said to me, he says, Misty, listen, he says, there are certain dynamics. And I want y'all to hear me. I want y'all to hear the Spirit of the Lord. Because I believe that even as we're in this place, that there is something great that's getting ready to happen for the ministry that you serve in. Do y'all believe that? Y'all believe that? That there is something that's getting ready to happen, that's getting ready to explode in LFB that you have never ever seen before. Because God is a forever moving God. He's not a God of just stand still. He is forever moving. He is forever doing things. And the thing about it is that God want to do what he does in you.
Amen.
Do we believe that the Spirit of the Lord is just in the church, or are we the church? So then we're going to talk about tonight, just briefly to your hearing, because I'm not looking for the amens and the claps and all of that, but what God is calling us to is a place of freedom. When y'all think about freedom, if y'all can ever have a picture of freedom, you know how we Google it and we put in freedom in the images that come up? What are one of the images that come up? Right? You're in a greenery field and the sky is bright and you just see an individual or somebody standing in the middle of the ocean and their hands are what? Well, I believe that we are in the church and we are doing church things. And I'm going to challenge you because we are doing church things. We're going through the church routine. Amen. We're hugging people. We're doing all of this stuff. But can God use you to take this ministry to another level? Can God use you to embrace your leadership, amen, and to push the leadership to another level? You can't tell me that this is all that's going to be. You can't tell, I'm being real. You can't tell me that where you are is just where you're gonna be. Where your marriage is, where your children is, where your ministry is, where you're gonna be in the next year, baby. You can't tell me we're gonna be in the same spot all our lives. If you think that, I'm gonna say it, something is wrong. If God is not pushing you, if God is not talking to you, if God is not convicting you, amen, something is wrong, and we have a form of godliness, but we're denying the power thereof. It don't matter the denomination, it don't matter the name of the church, I'm talking to you, your church. I'm talking to you. And a lot of times, how does the enemy come and baffle us and confuse us? Because we take what we gather here today as God. Well, I went to church today, so I serve God. I read my scripture, I serve God. But what if pastor says, hey, listen, let's go do this, 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 and another. But it's outside of what you are thinking. It's outside of what you are used to. But I believe that as we, as an individual, get into the presence of God, that there is a revealing of who God wants us to be as an individual. So when I align myself up to his word, amen, that it doesn't matter what instructions come, I'm just going to what? I'm going to move with it. I'm going to be free. When God speaks to me and tell me to do a certain thing, that I will have a rebuttal on the inside of me. That I will just be free to do what God wants me to do. And so then the Lord said, you know, Missy, listen, I don't need you in a box. Because I am not in a box. Have you ever felt boxed in? No. Couldn't have. You ever felt boxed in? Am I the only one felt boxed in? I mean, you just look around and say, what in the world? And some of us don't even say what's in the world. You know what we say? Can I be real? We look around our house, our marriage. We done doing the same routine over and over and over. Hey, amen. You come to LFB. You know what time to come because you are. You know, I'm talking real because you know that at 11:45, this is what's gonna be going on. But what if you come in here and everybody's laid out on the floor, laying out before God? Crying out to God. Why? Because it's not about the church, but it's about our relationship. And I'm telling you, God wants a response from you. Yes, God. Woo, God. He wants a response. It doesn't matter how we were raised and what our denominations are, but God needs a response. Yes. He wants us to respond to the presence. Okay, let's go to the word, because I'm already preaching it. Let's just go to the word for a minute. Anybody getting anything already? Okay. Okay. Ephesians 4, and we read it during our scripture reading. Okay. So, 4. Let's go to 4. I know we did 1 through... Well, let's go back to 1. Let's go back to 1. In light of all this, here's what I want you to do. And this is from the Message translation. I just like that translation. But anyone you read is fine. In light of all of this, here's what I want you to do. While I'm locked up here, a prisoner for the master, I want you to get out there and walk. Better yet, run. I don't want you just to walk anymore. You know, for a long time, we just been what? Walking around. You know, just strolling around, seeing what else is going to come up next. Settling for whatever comes. Taking whatever comes. But then he says, but not only do I want you to walk, I want you to run. On the road, God called you to travel. Now, I want to talk about that just for a moment. Because that word you is not the church. He's talking about you. So can I pull us up out of the church world, up out of the four walls? And God just want to talk to you. Because what is the role that God is calling for you? Have we even taken the time to ask him? Have we even taken the time to say, Lord, what is the path that you want me to take? Father, who am I? And God, that when I come into my ministry, when I'm with my pastor, God, what am I projecting forward? Am I projecting the same old? Or am I projecting something because I've been in the presence of God? Because, Lord, I prayed because I realized I needed to pray. Lord, I'm tired of doing stuff on my own, and I need you to come, and I need you to tell me where I need to be. And I'm not talking about church four walls. I'm talking about, God, where do I need to be with you? What are you requiring of me? So that when I lift up my hands, I know why. God, that when I go and I serve and I do, God, I know why. It's not because I was asked to serve on the hospitality board. It's because I've been in your presence. And this is what you want me to do. Woo, that's good. It's not because, y'all need to write that down. It's not because I was asked. It was because I've been in your presence. On my own individual time. And you told me. And so, Lord, I want to do what's pleasing in your sight.
One of my spiritual mother, she used to say all the time, she says, Misty, when I lay down at night, I'm going to challenge you. When I lay down at night, I want to know. And I go back and I reexamine and I say, Lord, did I do everything to please you today? Did I go where you want me to go? Did I pray for those that you wanted me to pray for? Did I forgive today when somebody offended me or made me upset? Lord, do we love God enough to go back to him to make sure that we are pleasing him? Or is it all about what we know to do on a day-to-day basis? When are our lives going to change? When are we going to make the difference to say, let me change? Because where I am is not going to take us to where we need to be. Youth can't beget youth until they get in the presence of God. What happens with fire? What happens when there's a fire? But one, what else happened? Stuff get burnt up. Huh? Smoke everywhere. You're going to find the smoke before you find the fire. Is that right, Pastor? How do I know there's fire? Because there's smoke. So I challenge you today to let off some smoke. The presence of God provokes the smoke in your life. That when you walk in here and you embrace somebody, because I believe after prayer, everybody embraces. Well, is it just an embrace like this? Or is it an embrace like this? And where that person can feel and smell the aroma of the presence of God on your life. Well, the Bible says in Ephesians 4, it takes what? Discipline. It takes discipline. It takes a mind to want to do it. And so what has happened to the body of Christ is that we have become so comfortable. I say, God, I don't know about you, but I say, God, break and destroy my comfortability. Because you are so not in this small arena. As big as this gym is, you think God is just confined to this gym? You think he's just confounded in this gym, or does he have something greater and bigger? Well, we can destroy the big stuff that God give us if we're still in small places. So that when big come, or when big vision come through the pastor, because we're small minded, guess what happens? We rebuttal that, because the bigger that you become in the spirit, the more that's required of you to give up. We don't want to give up anything. Can I be real? I'm just shooting stuff out here. By the way of the Spirit. What is God calling you to do? What is God calling you to do? Have you started and then something got discouraged and then you stopped? What was it that the enemy threw at you, through somebody else maybe, that made you say, you know what, I'm just not going to do it. I'm just going to walk away. But where are the soldiers of God? Where are those that's going to stand up and say, no, I know my God, and I know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Come on, somebody. I know that I know that I know that I'm called to serve. I'm called to love. I'm called to administer healing to people, and I'm going to do it. I may be 14, 15, 16, but God called me to do it, and I'm going to do it. I tell people extraordinary life, get some, you know, you're going to have to get some leather skin. Hello, somebody. Remember Deacon Stacy, he told me one time, he said, look, Pastor, you're going to have to stop all that crying. You're going to have to stop all that crying now. And I know you know, you remember those things. But thank God that he was able to see a pattern of what the enemy was trying to keep me into. Y'all not saying that. Have you ever thought about the cycles of your life? Right now, you are in a cycle. That's why he says, look, don't walk no more. I need you to run. I need you to run up out of where you are. I need you to bust the door open and say, here I am, God. I'm tired of where I am. Paycheck to paycheck. Can't make it. Sad stories. And I tell people now, I said, listen, I done been on poverty side, Minister Grant. We done that. We been there. Done that. Sad, broke, busted, disgusted. We done been on that side. We done wrote a book about it. We done cried over it. Now wrote a volume 2, a volume 3, a volume 4. Come on. Amen. We done wrote the volumes. Amen. And it's still up on the shelf because don't nobody want that mess no more.
That's right.
The book's still on the shelf. But now God says, I'm going to start giving you victory stories. The more you seek me, the more you can journal. Hey, today God worked a miracle. Praise the Lord. Today I prayed for somebody and I felt good. Today I called somebody and I feel good. Today I was in the presence of God all day. I didn't worry about Facebook. I didn't worry about who was calling me. I just wanted his presence. I can journal that down. Have victory testimonies. Yesterday, mama, the day before, I didn't know how I was going to pay anything, Pastor Webb. You can ask him, I didn't know nothing. And the Holy Spirit, and I said, Lord, tears were coming down my eyes. I said, God, you know my kids, my house, my this, my that. God, you know my situation. And I said, but Lord, I'm going to give you praise. I started calling people, encouraging people, because I realized that I could have stayed in that cycle. And I began to work myself up out of that. I said, the devil is a lie. My God shall supply every one of my needs. And if I work, he'll pay me.
Yes.
Oh, y'all not saying nothing.
Yes.
I'm not talking about sitting on the bench rocking all day. I'm talking about getting up with fire. And I begin to call people, encourage my children. Went to South Carolina. I was tired. I was working, amen, for a ministry. No pay right now. Came back home with the little, with the seed that they gave me. I was thankful for that. And I took that seed and I came on down the road. This was 8:00 yesterday morning. And I said, Lord, we're going to work it out together. Why? Because my life is not going to be in the box. I'm not going to be constricted. I will not. The devil is a liar. My God is bigger than my problem. Greater than my situation. Y'all not hearing me. Y'all sitting there like y'all got it all together. I'll tell you what happened on yesterday. And I walked in the door and I saw a paycheck stub from a school I used to work to, during the school year. And I looked at the date and I said, okay, that's an old one. Came on upstairs, laid down, tired, I fell asleep, got on the side of the bed. And the Bible talks about the power that worketh in us, that as we begin to seek God and get in the presence of God, there's something. See, that's freedom. When God can work in you, when he can speak to you. It's more than a Sunday, Wednesday type deal. This thing is life. He's a living, breathing, moving God.
Yes, he is.
He began to work in me. And I was sitting on the side of the bed. I tell you no lie. It was like my spiritual eyes. I was upstairs. It was as though my spiritual eyes just zoomed through the wall, literally. And I'm telling you. Cause I wasn't thinking about it and I was still saying, like my eyes just zoomed through the wall and the Lord brought my eyes back to the date on that paycheck stuff. And I said, God, that's done past. Cause they pay once a month and, you know, May 22nd, I got paid from that on May 31st. I didn't work no more after May 22nd. That's got to be an old one. And he said, check your account. First time he ever told me to check my account. Because sometimes when he used to tell me, I'd be like, ain't nothing in there. Can I be real? I'd be like, all right, I ain't nothing in there. If it was, it done zapped it out, because you understand, it could have been plenty in there, but then, oh, ain't nothing in there. That's just what people be saying, ain't nothing in there. Oh, y'all done been there, y'all. Was that the Lord? Was that God? Scared to get disappointed when you look on there, oh, Lord, that wasn't the Lord. But with no hesitation, I just opened my account. And when I tell you there was no earthly way, because I didn't put my time in after May 22nd. I went back and I looked, Pastor. I didn't put my time in. It wasn't nothing else for me to put in. I got paid from that paycheck May 31st. Yesterday was June 28th. No possible way. I pulled my account up. And when I tell you, it was everything I needed to pay my car note. Y'all not saying nothing. My light bill. Oh, y'all not saying nothing to me. Y'all looking at me, I'm telling you. Because when you're in the presence of God, it brings about another type of demeanor. You know, you kind of get cocky. Lord, I thank you. Not a boasting cocky, but just a confident cocky that my God is. He loved me. He will take care of me. And this ain't the first time. It ain't the first time. It ain't the first time you can. It ain't the first time. Miracles happening for them right now. Because God called us to be extraordinary. Ordinary folk come to church. They sit down. They go home. They go eat their macaroni, cheese, green beans. Chicken, you know what we eat, right? Oh, Pastor, don't forget the hot sauce. Which kind?
Hot sauce.
Just hot sauce. Right, because that's what we used to doing. Uh-huh. But what if you take that extra moment out of your day? Just an extra moment. Just an extra moment. When everybody's sitting in the living room and y'all, you know, everybody laughing, da, 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 you'll hear that power working in you that said, go to your room and pray. You'll hear. Now, I'm not talking about a religious prayer. You know, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know, and all that stuff like I do. None of that. But just taking that moment and going in your room in that quiet place. And just lifting your hands, you can hear everybody laughing and talking. But because you respond to the presence, have you ever been and you just respond to the presence and you just go about 5 minutes and say, here am I? You go to the garden and say, here am I?
Yeah.
And he speaks to you. It had nothing to do with church. Y'all follow me? It had nothing to do with a church service. Had nothing to do with who did the praise team, who read the scripture. It had nothing to do with that. It had everything to do with you and him. And this is what he's calling for. This is what he's calling for, Pastor. It's that we respond to the presence. So when I respond to the presence, I walk inside the ministry and I'm just free. And so if God speaks something to me, I don't have to be boisterous. And I could just go and say, Pastor, you know, God, you know, the Lord just showed me. Let me tell you something. This man of God, can I just say this just by the way of the Spirit? Because we don't talk every day. He's so busy, I can't talk to him like I want to. I have to schedule my meetings, you know. And then when we at a meeting, he's still talking to other folk. And then he be like, I'm sorry. I got to go back to work now. Yeah, but it's all right because he takes time. But listen to this. This man of God, and this just by the way of the Spirit now, this just by me, you know, just praying and asking the Lord. Right? Because I'm talking to individuals. I'm not talking to church folk. Am I correct? Okay. I just want to make sure because, you know, I don't want to offend nobody. I want to talk to people. Okay? And so as I'm praying for this man of God and his family, and I'm just like, Lord, okay, you know, God, I want to, you know, Lord, use me, use my mouth, use whatever. You know how we pray. And so I'm like, okay, God, where are you taking him and what are you doing and how are you doing it? But let me tell you something. When you and him get on one accord, and I'm not saying that you're not, but just listen. When you and him get on one accord, God will start speaking to you. God will start speaking to you. And you can come up to your leader and say, Pastor, you know what? I don't know what this is, but the Lord told me so and so and so and so and so. He needs that. But are we so caught up in our own stuff? It's something about the presence of God that makes you sensitive. Minister Grant, it's something about the presence of God. We get ready to pray again and join hands. But it's something about the presence of God that makes you sensitive to other people. We have lost our sensitivity. We have lost our sensitivity. And if you read on down, he tells us exactly what we need to do one for another. How can we bypass that and be religious? How can we bypass that and not check our relationship with God? Who are we thinking about? Why did Jesus even walk this earth? He was not selfish. He was never self-centered. Can I talk to real people? Because I was that. I'm being real. I'm talking about what I was. Self-centered. It was all about me and what I needed and how I needed. And I come to church and, you know, do the thing. And then I go back and it's still all about me. But it's something about the freedom of God. Because I'm going to tell you this and we're going to go. And this is a nugget. You need to write it down or remember it or something. God is no longer and has never called you to survive, but he has called you to live. And some of us, even in this room, we are just surviving. Grabbing for straws, trying to get through the day. But baby, I'm like this. I'm wiggling my toes in the sand. Yes, yeah, say hello. Because I realize that where he leads me, I'll follow. It's peace on this side. When you realize that you are not in control and God is, it'll bring about a sovereign peace. Woo! Lord, have mercy. You talking about freedom? When you know that God got it all under control. That's the peace of freedom. And I can go and shop. I can go pray. I can go and do. And I just know that God got it. I can walk in the store and smile. I can even walk in LFB and smile. Versus, how you doing? I'm all right. Don't nobody talk to me today. You know, we got them people that will walk in the church for real. And said, oh, I mean, we don't, but I'm just saying, I've been in church. I've done, you know, don't talk to me today. I'm in the mood. And you came to church? I don't need you to sit down. I need you to go straight to the altar. Amen, somebody. I just need you to go straight there. Do not pass. Go straight to the altar. You in jail. Hello. But that's a spirit that gets into the church. And before you know it, the children ain't got attitudes, you know, all kinds of stuff. Spirits just jumping everywhere. Pastor can't preach. Now he mad. Now he mad because it ain't coming out right. And just a big ball of confusion. But if everybody, right, take their own individual lives, lay it up before God as a sacrifice and say, Lord, I don't know what the service need. I don't know what my God, I don't know what the kids need. God, I don't know anything. But Lord, it ain't me, no way. It's you. And I give myself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. So whatever's in me, God, that's not like you, that's contaminated, take it out of me. Take it out of me, Lord. And if you're bold enough, name it. Take out this lie. Take out this lust. Take out this perversion. Take out this nonchalantness. Take out this selfishness. Take out, take out, take out. Take it out of me. And I offer you my body, a living sacrifice, not just on Sunday, but every day, all day, because you love me enough to save me. You love me enough to raise me. You love me enough to keep me. And what else can I give to you but me? Because that's the only thing that you really don't control. You control the fowls of the air. You control the lily of the field. You control everything. But for me, you made me a free will agent. So I'll present that to you. Stand to your feet.